USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden is asking the American people to financially support the wars in Israel and Ukraine to the tune of $100 billion taxpayer dollars. Biden argued support for the two nations is key to our national security as he prepares to ask Congress for the aid today. He said that America's leadership is what holds the world together.
As I told the families of Americans being held captive by Hamas, we're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home. As president, there is no higher priority for me than the safety of Americans held hostage.
The FBI continues to monitor threats in the United States and overseas as the Israeli-Hamas conflict continues. The FBI has seen an increase in threats against Jewish, Muslim, and Arab communities and institutions. They are also working with leaders of all faiths, including Jewish and Muslim leaders, and are asking the public to report any threats or suspicious activity to law enforcement. A new report from the Pentagon says China now has over 500 nukes and has blown past previous projections for the size of its nuclear arsenal. The report adds China is now producing even more nukes while substantially growing its navy. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan is set to hold a press conference this morning at the U.S. Capitol. Republicans have been meeting behind closed doors trying to find a path forward to elect a new House leader, but so far have come up short. Jordan has vowed to continue running despite not reaching the threshold twice earlier this week. As United Auto Workers' strike continues, Ford Motor Company has announced more layoffs. The automaker says an additional 150 workers have been laid off. There has been little reported progress in negotiations with the big three automakers. Major League Baseball postseason continues today. Astros at Texans, Phillies at Diamondbacks. TGIF, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
The arraignment for Dwayne Davis, the suspect linked to the killing of rapper Tupac Shakur, has been postponed once again.
Davis made an appearance in a Las Vegas courtroom Thursday after his initial arraignment was rescheduled. However, the attorney Davis retained to represent him informed the judge that he required an additional 2 weeks to determine if he would officially take on the case. The 60-year-old is charged with orchestrating the drive-by shooting that claimed Tupac's life and injured record producer Suge Knight. Prosecutors allege that Davis orchestrated that attack in retaliation for an assault on his nephew just hours before. Aside from Davis, Knight is the sole surviving eyewitness from that night 27 years ago. Davis is set to return to court in 2 weeks and is expected to plead not guilty. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
Some of Hollywood movies' top earners are offering financial help to end the SAG-AFTRA actor strike. George Clooney, Ben Affleck, and Scarlett Johansson are proposing to give $150 million in dues over 3 years to help fund areas of the union that make much less money. Clooney told the website Deadline that a lot of the top earners want to be a part of the solution. Fran Drescher, president of the Screen Actors Guild, says George Clooney's proposal to lift SAG-AFTRA dues wouldn't be legal. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.